Here we go. Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam, Hilchos Shchita, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, Chapter 2, Law 7. We've talked about where you can shecht, where you can't, the timing of the shechita. Now we want to get exactly into the act of shechita. Ketzad shoichatim, how do we shecht? What's the proper procedure? Number one, meisech es hatzavor, you stretch the neck. Now that can be done in many ways. Some of the animals, you turn them upside down. So if you turn them upside down, the necks automatically stretch. Okay? We try to elongate that neck a little bit. And then, umolich hasakin umevir, molich, you draw it forward, and then umevim, bring it back. A forward and backwards motion. At sheshechet, until the animal is slaughtered. Now, doesn't matter what direction the animal is vis-a-vis the knife. Such example. Bein shohesa behema revutza. Doesn't matter if the animal was laying on the ground and the knife is on top of the throat.
Coming down.
Yes. Bein shohesa omeres, or whether the animal was standing. Be'achas ba'arpa, and you're grabbing onto it by the neck. Vasakin be'yado, and the knife is in your hand. Milmata, from below. So it doesn't matter if the neck is up, animals like this, and you're cutting like that, or animals like that, and you're cutting up. Doesn't matter. Either way the animal is, it's kosher. However, ches, not sasakin, but kais. Let's say you stick the blade into a wall. And now instead of moving the knife, you're going to move the animal's throat along the knife, just reversing the process, not the knife moving back and forth.
Yeah, the animal,
you're going to grab the head of the animal and move him back and forth against the knife. You pass the neck past it until it gets slaughtered. Shechitos ekshera. That is a kosher shechita. However, there's a little bit of makes a difference in the following case. For who? And that's only when she had savra habehema. Lemata v'sakin lemala. That's only when the neck is below, so it's facing upwards. The knife is above. So now you are taking the animal and you're leading it. You have to hold it up and against the knife that is over it. That's when it's kosher.
Otherwise,
the reverse is not good. We'll see why. Shimoyet savra behemel lemala minasakin. What if the knife was stuck into the ground, the tree, whatever? And then you put the animal's throat on top of it.
Grab it.
Then we have to worry, Shemeterida behema bekove gufa. The animal can like fall down, as it were, because of its weight. Vitechotech belelech belech. It can be cut without going backwards and forwards motion. That kind of shechita is called a drus. It's more like a killing, trampling motion, which is no good. Now, the point being, for example, classic example, you just take an axe and chop its head off.
Ooh.
That's not a good shechita.
Not at all.
Because you didn't go backwards and forwards. You punctured the simonim. The whole idea of shechita is it's a cutting.
Slicing.
A slice, good word. Slicing of the simonim. That's shechita. If you're not slicing it, then you're murdering it. There's a fine line between killing an animal and shechting an animal. If you slice the simonim, that's a shechita. If you break the simonim, puncture the simonim, that's not a shechita. So if the knife is stuck in the wall and you have the animal on top, even though you're going to be moving it across, but we have to be concerned that this gravity is pushing more than, and you're not sliding it smoothly.
It's not slicing.
To slice it the way you should, and therefore we would say that that is not good. That's not a shechita, as we will explain. Lafikach, therefore, but on the other hand, if it's not such a heavy animal, imhoya oif, if it's a boid, where it's very light, even a big one, even a goose, is still relatively light compared to a lamb and a cow. Bein shayitzavar lamala min asakan utza or lamata, it doesn't matter if the neck was above or below the knife that was thrust into the wall. Shechitas ekshera is a kosher shechita. Tes. Hashoichet v'holiches hasakin v'lo hevia. What are you going to do? One of the two motions. You shefted it and you sliced it across one time, but you didn't bring it back. Or the reverse, you start on the far side. Ohavi, you brought it to you. Velicha, you didn't light it back the other direction. Vishachan, that was, it was a one move shchita as opposed to the double move shchita. One slice. Shchitasek shera. It is still a kosher shchita. Now, holich vehevi ad shechata harosh vehitiza. What if you keep going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth until you just completely severed the entire head?
Isn't it forward but not drawn back?
Holich vehevi. Okay. Holich vehevi. Back and forth. Ad shechata harosh, until you cut off the head. Heitizo. Heitizo should mean what? It came off, right? It was decapitated. What's the English say for heitizo? Right? Shchitasek sheir. It is a kosher shchita because you've constantly been going in the back and forth motion. Now, what if holich v'lo hevi, o hevi v'lo holich, v'heitiz zarosh v'loch v'vad v'vad? What if you only went in one direction? That's it. Not both directions. And it was with such a force to be able to, with that one direction, cut off the whole head.
That's a sharp knife.
Now, now we have to start thinking, how'd you manage that with one slice, man? It perhaps is more of a chop than a slice. So now it depends. Im yesh basakin kim lo shnei tzavarim, if the length of the knife is extremely long, it's so long, it's as long as two neck lengths. So therefore, there's a lot of room for slicing. It's not just a standard one slice. It's like a double slice in one time. It's a long knife that's going all around. So therefore, kimlot shnei tzavarim mitzavrei nishkad, twice the size of the neck of the animal that is being slaughtered. Then shchita sokshere, it is a kosher shchita because there's enough to slice and then remove the head. Vimla, but if it's not that long of a knife, shchita sapsula, shchita is a pasul shchita, because it most likely has been chopped off and not sliced. Now, what about if you put two animals right next to each other? You can tie the two heads together, you got two necks right next to each other, and shachat shnei rashim, you just cut two heads, kechet at one time, shchita so ksheira, there's nothing to say that it's not a kosher shchita, even if the knife is not the length of both necks, but you could just move forward and get the first one and keep going and get the second one. Just go from one to the next. You have two necks, right?
Lined up.
Right next to each other, like that.
Neck and neck.
Neck and neck. And now you take the knife and you just slice it like that. So now you've slid across two knives, because it's no end to how far the knife can slide forward. Because frankly, take three necks for that matter, if you could theoretically have the dexterity for that.
But how are they keeping the animals from not moving around?
It doesn't take much. I'll show you a video one of these days this week.
More well, you guys see the video?
Yeah, we took calls.
You'll see how fast it goes. Mamish, they kill the animal within half a second.
Yeah, it's fast.
What's up, house?
It's a half a second.
It's never
if
seen
you blink,
it.
If you blink, you miss it.
Yeah, it's very
it's
fast.
Mamish.
I thought
it's
it was
like not
five
like
five
a,
or 10 seconds.
No. Fast.
Even well, maybe a bigger cow maybe needs 2 seconds.
But the knives are super sharp.
They're very sharp.
Very sharp.
You may have to do a couple of a real big animal with a big, you may need two or three movements.
But not
a, your standard lamb and a chicken for sure.
Gone.
Goodbye. Do they normally take the head off the chicken when they do it?
No. Not in the beginning. No. They don't have to bother. Why do they want to bother?
No, it'd just be faster to get.
No, it's not faster. It takes longer. That's a whole separate procedure to remove the head. Is another procedure that they we'll see. Well, I'm trying to. So,
where's your buddy?
I want to wait for the most guys to come to show it once. You know what I mean?
It's,
and so far, it's not inhibiting our understanding of things. So we'll just keep going. But I'm still checking to see if there's a better video.
A better
to
one?
See.
I mean, this wasn't gonna, good.
There's a few. They're all not perfect. You know what I mean? Like, you know, people put their head in the middle when you want to see something. But anyway, we'll get to it. Anyway,
cut the head off. Move it up.
Yes, I know. Ve'imla. Okay, so now Okay. So we finished that aloha. Yud. Here's an interesting one. Let's say now you have two people holding one knife, and they both are shechting it at this, holding the knife together while he's shechting
each from one
animal.
Side.
We'll
each
see. There's a number of examples here. Shnaim she'achzu v'sakin. two people are holding a knife and they're shechting at the same time. So afilu echad. Now it goes without saying if they're both holding on the same side,
right?
It's okay. But afilu echad mitzad zeh v'sheni mitzad acher. One is holding one side of the blade on one side, and one's holding another side of the blade on the other side. Yeah, kinegdu v'shachtu shchitos agsher. The shchitos agsher. That's for sure good. Now that's two people with one knife. Now let's do two people with two knives.
Mm.
Now they're both trying to kill the same animal, and now they're both coming, and obviously coming from different directions. They can't be coming from the same direction with two knives, right? So v'chein shneim she'achzu shnei sakinim. So two guys are holding on to two separate knives. V'shachtu kecha, they're shechting at the very same time. V'shnei makomas batzavar, two different sides of the neck. Now, very important to say, they are on the same, perimeter.
The plane, the same plane.
Oh, or the circle.
The plane of
same
cut.
Circle. Same, you know, the cut. Circle, like if you imagine, you have the neck of the animal, and you, let's say, make this is the circle. So let's say this one's coming from this side, this one's coming from that side, but they're right across from each other. You'll see what I'm trying to exclude in a minute. So it could, so one is getting, let's say, half, and that one's getting another half, and it's coming together, and they're slicing a majority of the two simanim. All right, be that how they're going to do it. So then that is shchitasa ksheira. Okay, now if let's say the simen is this long. Let's say a long simen. One guy's trying to cut here, one guy's trying to cut here, then that's not good.
No.
That's not good. They got to be in the same
plane.
Now, what if, vafilu shachat zah veshel vad, even if this one only shechted the veshet, or rubo, either the whole veshet, that's the esophagus, or the majority of the esophagus. Vasheni shachar b'makam acher hakona. That guy now in another place, if it's for a different simen, and he shechs the entire trachea or ruba, the majority. Well, then harei shchita zukshe. Then it's a kosher shchita because they both at the same time got the two simanim. Vafal pisha ena shchita kul b'makam acher. Even though shchita is all one place, so that's all good if it's each one's handling one separate simen. But if each one are working on the same simen, and they're at different parts of it, then that's not going to work. V'chein shchita hasuya kekumus. Similar shchita is done as a reed. What does it mean as the shape of reed? He begins with the trachea from the top, and he starts to cut at an angle. So he's cutting the trachea at an angle, and then as he slides past the trachea, when he finishes that, he begins the esophagus also at an angle, that's still okay. In other words, as opposed to straight, if you angled it, it's also okay. Ushchito asuya kemasrei ksheira. And shchita is done like a comb, is also kosher. Not exactly what it means. Somehow he's doing it crooked in a certain way, but you haven't stopped in the motion, that's okay. It's not clear exactly what that is, but since you can do it all in one motion, one continuous motion, it is still kosher. Okay. Now we move on to a different issue regarding, do you need kavana when you're shechting or not?
Actually, maybe related to that, I know we said he has to make a bracha, but how often does he have to make,
he's going to talk about it, but generally speaking, you don't make a bracha for each and every one if you're doing a lot, just like if you're eating a lot of food.
You bring up a lot of mezuzahs.
Eating 10 donuts in a row,
you talk
for one bracha.
And you can talk between them.
If it's dealing with the shechita.
Uh-huh.
Now, you'll see. So doesn't matter. Or like mezuzah is a good idea. Let's say you're putting up 25 mezuzahs in one shot.
Yeah.
Now, if there'll be certain hefsekim, if there's a break, as you see, you'll see one of the videos, they talk about in one slaughterhouse where the shechtim don't shech more than for 35 minutes at a time. They don't shech more for 35 minutes at a time, and then they take a 35-minute break. Because they don't want them to be overtaxed. In other words, they want to be able. Very important that the shechach should be relaxed. Because if you're tense,
so they have
you make
massage
one bad motion. So they show
like
they show
in
the real in the real pro places. They have a number of people to do other work. They'll get a goy who'll set the animal up and set it up and get it in. Sometimes it's in an encasement.
And
one is going to wash it and everything. All the shaykh does, he just walks in and goes, that's it. And even they give it somebody else to check the knife before and afterwards. So that's all he is. So he could check maybe 30, 40 animals
Not a problem.
In a half an hour, easy. Because he's just, all he's doing is just
a cutter. He's a slicer.
And that's it. And then he takes a 35-minute break. So it could be after that 35-minute break, maybe he makes another bracha then.
Yeah.
Because he has taken a break. And they usually just, then they learn. You know, big Talmidei Chachamim, usually you try to get to be shorten. So that would be the problem. Anyway, let's get, so now, do you have to have kavana when you're doing this? As opposed to other mitzvos per se.
Like matzah.
So he says in Yud Aleph, Ein shritas hachulin tzricha kavana. When you're shechting chulin as opposed to kachin, mundane, plain old food, but not kachin, you don't need to have kavana. Even you don't even need kavana to shech the two simonim. You don't need to have any bitty of it. Elafilu shachet kimisasek. Let's say you're shechting and you were not really paying attention. You just
matter of fact.
I just want to cut his neck off. Yeah. You know, I saw a horror movie. I want to reenact it. You know, just having some fun with it. Or there's smoke or in a jokey way. Ozorikasake lanatsavakoso. Or you were practicing your. You know, in the Wild West.
The dagger throwing.
They throw the thing. Yeah. You know, in the Wild West where they throw the... What
the knife? The machete?
Not the knife. Whatever.
Yeah. The hatchet. The knife.
And you were throwing it. Just as a cow walked by. Tomahawk, that's it. A cow walked by. And just the angle at that point was in a slicing motion.
Wow.
And sliced the simonim. And you wouldn't even know there was a cow over there till after you threw it.
You don't have to hold the handle?
No, that's what he's saying. But it's pretty rare that you're going to get a perfect shchit on that.
It's a
theoretical issue, but it turned out to be a perfect slice. Ushchata balichasa, and he shechted as it was moving forward.
Well, shouldn't do that either,
right? Now, obviously, we can't. And we already said going in one direction is kosher, as already said. Now, you know, it's pretty tough, and the Gemara gives case where it could even be on the way back. Let's say you threw the knife against the wall and went ricocheted back.
Boomerang.
So that's a hevah. Now it's a coming back. Yeah. Either way, if it happens to work out, hoil since ushchita koroi bimkom vishura, if it taka is a proper shchita motion in the right place and the right measurement, harezu kshera. That's 100% kshera.
Is it for moil also?
No.
No, that's different. That's different.
Don't do that at home. I wouldn't.
That needs more kavana.
Yeah.
Now, Yud Beis says, and therefore what?
Precision.
Therefore what? Lefikach, chere shaita katan, a deaf mute, an imbecile, or a minor who don't have any kavana at all.
Or a shikor.
Oh, shikor shnisbal boladaito. A guy who's completely drunk beyond.
Right from Purim.
Misha chazatu ruach ra sheshachatu. Or someone who, a bad spirit, grabbed them. I don't know what we call it, depression. I don't know what your English calls it.
Evil spirit.
An evil spirit, whatever. But he wasn't in control of himself. That's the main thing. Sheshachlu and they shechlu. Now here's an important point, obviously. Vacherim Ronas and other people saw what they did at the moment of Shechita to know that it was a proper Shechita. That's a very important point. Shechita kitikna, that they shechted properly. Hare zok shera, it's a kosher Shechita bidi yeved. Lechatchila, obviously you never asked them to do this, but be the evidence, it's okay. Avosak in shenofla, but if a knife just falls by itself from the
drop it from the third floor,
from a roof,
yeah,
it's on a roof, and the wind blew it off, and meow, and it shechted shachata, av bishachata kedarka, even though it shechted properly, I raise the psula. Here is already a different thing.
So it said Lannan was lying on his back.
Well, that would be like creating a machine.
No.
He's going to say
something. Because it says, V'zovachta, and you shall shecht it. Acha zoveach odom. It has to be a person.
That's what I mean.
Hold on, you'll see. Wait. Just be patient for the next halacha. So it has to be a human being who is executing this motion. But it's good enough if a human being did the slaughtering as opposed to the slaughtering happened by itself. So now we'll get to some type of a machine in Yud Gimel, and it's going to depend now. Galgal shall Evan or shall H. You have a wheel, right? That's out of stone or out of wood. And to this wheel, there's a knife attached to it. Right? Now the person just spins the wheel. And the person spun the wheel. And he puts the neck of the animal, the bird, next to the wheel. So he's got next to the wheel. The knife's over here. He's spinning. He's giving the wheel a spin. And you position it properly that the knife sliced it off of the wheel like that. Right? Right? So that already is an instrument. It's an instrument, but the human being cast the first motion of the instrument, and it's okay. Now, hold on. What if it's a water wheel, and the water is turning the wheel? You did then, and you put the neck right next to the water wheel, as it is rolling itself, and get shechted properly. Arezu psula, that is puzzle, because the animal was shechted by the force of the water wheel, not by you. Which is not like the case where you had the knife in the wall when you moved the animal's neck. Because when you move the animal's neck, it was still you doing it. Here you just put the neck right in front of the wheel, and the wheel moved by the knife and hit it there.
So is this actually taken advantage of?
No, nobody does this. But wait a minute now. What if the water was not yet released to set the water wheel in motion? And what you did is, besides put the animal next to the water wheel, you opened up the water, so now the water goes and starts to turn the water wheel. So if you started the water and put the autumn as a maima chubova sibas agal, and it turns the wheel, vishakov sivaso, and it shechs it once it goes around, harezek shera, it's kosher. Why? It comes from the power of a person. Now, even that is not so simple. But remember, when do we say that this works out? Bisviva Rishona, only the first time it goes around. Because when he does the water, and the first time it goes around, shechs it, that's his force. Shimikoch Adam is from the force of the person. Avol Misviva Shnia, but if it goes around once, and then the second time already, Ularachan, anything after the second wheel around, it's not considered the force of a person. Because now it's the water already is generating it on its own and making that happen. So it will be an interesting shot. I don't know the answer. What if you had, theoretically, you had a machine that would do the shechting motion, but an animal machine, and you press the button, and by pressing the button, it made it go in one shot. That would be a good Shiloh.
We talked with Polish Shiva.
Nobody does this, because it would be...
What about the same thing as a matzo machine compared to a handmade?
So that's the Shilas over there, too.
We talked
more kavona, so that's similar.
We talked a long time ago about washing hands. But maybe
a pump is okay
if we actually pump it.
Right, because each pump...
Yeah,
but an artesian well wouldn't be.
Same way when you wash your hands, you really turn off the faucet, right. Turn on, turn off, turn on three times, whatever, to do that properly. Okay, that is all regarding now the force. Now we're going to go into another. What if now hashayichet l'shem horim? Let's say sheikh an animal for the sake of the mountains, you know, to honor the mountains, l'shem vos, or for the valleys. L'shem Yamim for the rivers, for the seas. L'shem Naharos for the rivers. L'shem Yavaros for the deserts. Afishol Iskavim lo of them. Even they didn't plan on worshiping them, but they did it El Rafua. There were some types of medicinal, kabbalistic things they were doing to heal people. You shech the animal for the ocean, and they'll give some medicinal purposes. There's no idolatrous intention at all. Piyach or anything similar. Midivra Havai from this nonsense. Okay. Shomer HaGoyim. The Goyim say, you know, if you shecht it for the moon, you know, it'll heal a person. Whatever. Harei shchitasa psula. It is a puzzle shchita, not the oraisa, only the rabbanon. Because people will think that you are worshiping idols. And we'll see that it will be mutter behano. It'll be mutter frano. But now you're not shechting to the ocean, but to the mazel, to the mystical ruler that takes care of the waters or the mountains or the stars or things like that. That's usher b'ano, because that is real downright kechol tigrovas avodah zarah. It's like any good old fashioned avodah zarah. Even if you did it for refuah's sake, still it's usher b'ano, because the rabbis say it doesn't matter. That's the way you really do the idol worship, and that's not to be done. So even though the shechita was absolutely perfect shechita, but that already is what we call the wrong intentions. And remember, anything is shecht for an idol is usher b'ano. And anything that looks like it, the rabbis will forbid it at least to eat, but it could be mutter b'ano. Now, let us say, we're going to take it a step back. Tesvav, ha-shoyfet es ha-behema. You shecht the behema, and the shechting itself per se, you did not plan on that the shechita should be part of the idol worshipping service. But it's preparing you for the next step.
The blood.
After the shechita, for the idol worshipping service. I shechted it because I shechted it. But I need lisrok domodasar, because I'm going to take the blood now and use the blood to worship idol worship. So on the one hand, when I shechted it, the shechita had nothing to do with idol worship per se at the moment of shechita. Ola hakter chelbo, I'm going to burn some of its fats. Lavodasara.
Forget it.
Still harezu asur, it's usur b'ano like any other one. Why? And look at where they're going to learn it from. Shalamede machshava. We make a correlation between your thoughts when you're doing it outside in a mundane manner, where a bad thought will make it not good. We learn that from a bad thought when you're doing kachim inside the Beis Hamikdash. We know there's a concept called pigel. When the Kohen is doing a zvicha, he shechts animal. And when he shechts animal, it's 100% good shechita. But he in his mind thinks he's going to do something wrong afterwards. I'm going to want this animal to be eaten for more than one day or whatever. Yes, it's a bad thought post shechita. It already affects the shechita itself. So that works inside the Beis HaMikdash. Then the same thing for chulin outside the Beis HaMikdash works the same way. Shemachshava kazo, this type of not pure thought that will be taking effect after you shecht it, posels makes it possible when she's bar b'chusul of dushim, as we do it for, as we'll learn later on.
So COR should generally screen out people who do avodah zarah as their.
It's not a good thing for that. Let's do one more.
At any part.
Test Zion.
Okay.
Shchata. Let's say he shechted it properly and he had no thoughts at all. And only after shechita does it enter his mind, because we hear him saying it. After he shechts it, now he says, you know what, I think I'll use it to sprinkle water, the blood for avodah zarah, or to burn the fat of avodah zarah. Harei zasur misafek. That is a safek, what we're not sure of, and therefore we have to say it's asur. Shema sofa chigal tchila, so it could be what he said at the end reveals to us what he really was intending the whole time. And then it means, machshava kazushach, and maybe really that was the thought. We don't know. By saying afterwards, we're not sure about it, and we can't answer. Tomorrow we will talk about shechting things like kachim. You know, similar to kachim. What will be the effect of that? We'll talk about that tomorrow.